Welcome to the What the Elwood podcast. We talk about Longwood athletics with the people who make it what it is. Players, coaches, staff, supporters, and wildcards. Thankfully, this is edited, so no worries. I'm your host, Longwood Radio play-by-play man, Sam Hovan. This What the Elwood podcast is a space where we can bring Lancer athletics a little closer to you, straight from the source. In episode 7 of our podcast, we chat with women's basketball players Kyla Hall and Tredasia Smith.
I'm going to say Coach KJ.
I'm about to say KJ.
Coach KJ.
Coach KJ got him.
Coach Tiff might have that old school rhythm, though. I think KJ got that one, too.
We go over what it was like practicing here in the summer, as well as who has the best dance moves among the players and the coaching staff. One note, this was recorded prior to the finals of the U.S. Open. Here we go. Welcome back to the What the Elwood podcast. Again, want to say thank you to Kyla Hall and Tredasia Smith for taking a little bit of time. I know it's an early part of the season. It's really busy, but thank you guys for taking a break from class and all that other stuff to come join me here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
So I wanted to ask, you guys were here all summer. Then you get a little bit of a break before you come back to school. What do you try to do for that maybe 2 or 3 week period?
Try to not sit around.
Condition.
Yeah. You're very tempted to go out and hang out with your friends and stuff, but you got to be headstrong that you still have to come back and be in shape and ready to go.
Is there like a conditioning test when you guys get back?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's not fun.
Not fun.
It's not fun at all.
What was practice like all summer? I mean, you guys were here end of June, early part of July. What was the mood of the team?
It's a lot of new faces and stuff, and we're all just getting to know each other on the court and off the court. So just a lot of learning right now. But I feel like we're starting to understand how we all play, and we're just playing off of each other.
Yeah, we gel now, I think.
So during the summer, what was that kind of? Is that a chance to also build more individual? Is there a lot more individual skill work, and then you add in the team aspect as you go along?
This summer it was actually more team oriented. I believe this fall we're doing a lot of individual stuff and doing team stuff, so it'll be a little different than we've normally done it.
What about individual skill work? What's something that you guys want to add to your game as you get closer to the season?
I think I want to develop a little short jump shot that's been a little raggedy for a while.
And for me, it's the three ball.
The three ball?
Yeah.
Just being more confident with it, or?
Like knocking it down more often, you know, more consistent.
Are you talking off the bounce or catch and shoot?
Either one.
What's something in your game that you guys feel like, hey, this is a strong suit in my game, this is something that goes well for me? You want to keep it at a high level.
My speed and being able to dish the ball off and seeing the floor. So, yeah.
I would also say seeing the floor pretty well.
There's a lot of new faces on the team this year. I know, Kyla, you've been here a couple years now. Tredasia, you're one of those new faces. How has the team gelled together? I know you guys kind of mentioned you've started to grow together this summer. Every team's a new year. How's it been so far?
We all stayed in the same place this summer, and we all came and ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner together. So I feel like we're definitely building relationships and strong relationships with our coaches and teammates and everything else. So I feel like it's going to be a very good season, a very good group of people. So,
how does having the summer help you guys grow together early?
I just think it puts us ahead of the whole trying to introduce ourselves and play and get to know each other type of thing, where we can just, when the season comes around, we're just headstrong in the basketball. It's all practice and all things that coaches need from us, and not us trying to figure each other out.
Well, and it's probably, too, it's got to be kind of nice where you're not like, oh, I've got the first week of classes, the first week of practice, and 7 new people I try to remember their names.
Absolutely.
And another question related to that, Kyla, what's it like being, I mean, this is your 4th year here, so senior academically, what's that like?
It's tough. I've already got a bunch of books in my book bag right now, walking around with a heavy load, but I'm ready to attack it right now and just be done and get that degree.
And is there anything you've picked up from seniors that you've played with before? They're like, oh, I want to try to do stuff like that, or see how they lead?
Pretty much they've told me not to get lazy. So I'm just going to keep that in mind and try to stay in the books.
All right, we're going to dive into some fun questions, some kind of rapid fire questions. What do you guys think is your favorite drill in practice?
Mine's Tennessee.
Tennessee, so describe it. What do you do?
Yeah, it's a fast break. It's a lot of fast break stuff, so I think that's my favorite.
I'm gonna say five-man weave.
Five-man weave.
Yeah, because then it's like, you know, you go down, shoot a layup, then the person that made the last pass and shot the layup, they go back on defense, and it turns into a three-on-two.
Okay. Why do you like it?
Because it gives us an advantage on offense, and, yeah, it's, like, easier to distribute the ball. So, yeah.
Makes sense, and that's, I know that's something that is your strength.
Yeah.
What's your worst practice drill? The one you hate the most? When Coach Tillett says, we're going to do this, you're like, oh.
What's that's one saying? Of those we're going to have to say no comment. No comment.
A lot of head nods. Yeah, I guess. Well, we'll avoid that landmine. Who's the fastest player on the team?
Dede. She's lying. I'm Kyla. Not as fast as Dede.
On paper, it's her.
On paper, it's Kyla.
She's quicker than me, I swear.
She's quicker than you. Who comes up with the most just wow plays? Like, that belongs on SportsCenter.
I have to say it would be between Kyla McMakin and Akila Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is something that they do? Like, what kind of plays are they? Is it a big block, a steal?
Akila, she's very long, so she gets her hands on a lot of things. So a lot of defensive plays Akila makes. She also makes really, really tough moves around the basket now. And it's funny to see how her length, like, puts her at an advantage down there. And Kyla, she's very crafty, and she
can
makes
rise
it happen.
Over anybody.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She makes it happen.
Gets her shot off no matter what.
No matter what.
All right, now here's a question in practice. You're playing somebody one-on-one. Who's the toughest matchup for you?
I'm going to say again, Kyla or Akila. I think it's going to be Akila, though. She's very long.
Yeah, Akila. She could just block my shot. Like, I can beat her, but then when I try to do my layup, she's blocking it every time.
Who's the best dancer on the team?
Oh, that's me.
You?
Yeah, they got some moves.
Yeah, that's
got
me.
Some moves.
What's your go-to?
The whoa.
Now, here's a question. Which coach has the best dance moves?
I don't know that. Probably, I'm going to say Coach KJ.
I'm about to say KJ.
Coach KJ?
Coach KJ got him.
Coach Tiff might have that old school rhythm, though.
Mm-mm.
Nah, I think KJ got that one, too.
I would go say Coach Tiff, but it's KJ.
Who's the most superstitious player?
Kyla. Kyla McMakin.
Kyla McMakin?
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah,
disagree?
I agree.
She's got some pretty wild things. She likes to wear two different colored shoes, and it's her good luck charm.
Okay. You said she can get her shot off anytime, so.
I'm telling you, if it works, it works.
What's the best feeling you get in game?
To see my teammates do something they didn't think they could do.
What do you think? I mean, here's
like,
it could be like, you know, a slick pass. You know, look somebody, you break somebody's ankles, you pick their pocket.
Say we on a roll, and then, like, somebody just hit a three. Yeah.
Go crazy.
What's been your favorite part of being here at Longwood and a part of this Longwood team?
The relationships.
Just being part of the family. So, yeah. Because since I'm, like, from Texas and, like, I don't get to see my family often, being around them is good. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think the relationships bring the whole family aspect together, and we feed off of each other on and off the court. We all have these little inside jokes that we pitch all the time, and it's just fun to be around each other.
Cool. Okay, we'll go off the court a little bit. If you get a day off, what do you do?
Sleep. Sleep.
I'm with her on that one. Just love studying it, and then I'm out. Sleep, and if it's Sunday, I'm watching Power.
All right, watching Power. You have a favorite character?
I like Ghost. Not too many people like him, but I like him.
I like Ghost, too.
Do you guys watch that together?
Mm-mm.
No.
She's too far away from me.
What would you say? So we talked a little bit beforehand. You guys follow some different sports. You know, you'll watch the WNBA when you can catch it on. You watch the NBA. Who do you like to follow? We'll go with the WNBA first. Who do you like to follow?
I'm a LA Sparks fan. I also like Derrick Rose, so I mean, if I can see him on TV, I'll definitely watch. I watch Golden State play every once in a while, too. Okay.
All right.
I watch a little bit of football and tennis, too. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you branched. Have you been watching the U.S. Open?
A little bit. I was a little mad that my girl Naomi got knocked out. Yeah, that was a tough one. No, I think
so. The finals haven't happened yet.
Oh, but she in the finals?
I don't think they're there yet. I think they're still playing this week.
Yeah.
But
I did watch Roger Federer last night, and that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was a crazy
time. He's been involved in it. I mean, he's been around for a long time.
A long time.
Roger Federer, you're looking at me like you're looking at me. So consider he's like Michael Jordan, LeBron James level of tennis.
Yeah.
But he's at the tail end of his career. He's
Is he
been
like that older man?
Yeah, older Swiss gentleman.
Yeah,
he's
okay,
been playing for
I
a
know
long
exactly.
time.
Yeah.
But yet he just keeps on going. His consistency is incredible.
Yeah, he had me on the edge of my seat last night.
I know you said you look up to Derrick Rose, Kylie. Who do you enjoy watching, just basketball? Men's or women's, doesn't matter.
I like watching LeBron.
What draws you to LeBron?
He can't be stopped. I mean, he can be stopped, but...
And basically, you hope he misses?
No.
No? No, I'm saying, like, that's how I would think. You stop LeBron, you just say, well, I hope he misses, because...
Nah, he...
He's saying when you're on defense.
Yeah, when you're on defense, you can't stop
him. Only way he can stop if he missed. That's the only way he can be stopped. And I like Kyrie, though.
You like Kyrie?
Yeah, Kyrie is tough.
He can handle the ball.
You kind of like that as a point guard?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Last question. What drew you to basketball? Why play hoops?
When I was little, like every day after school, my cousin used to live down the street, and that's all we did was go outside and play basketball. So, yeah, that's what kind of made me like it.
Is your cousin older or younger?
They're older.
Older.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you beat them?
probably like... when I was in third grade, and he was in fourth.
So. Okay.
Well, mine was actually outside on the basketball court, too. My dad played basketball for a very long time, and all his friends and everybody else that's around his age come out and they play on Sundays. And every Sunday, you knew where everybody was in Cleveland. So I did. I went out, and I took the basketball, and I shot the ball first, and I said, I picked my team, and then we went on from there. So every Sunday after that, that's where I was.
Very cool. Have you ever beaten your dad?
Well, I really like to play with him.
Okay.
Don't tell him I said that, though. But playing against him, I have beaten him before, but he's never really guarded me. So I never have that issue. He's too tall to be guarding me.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I do enjoy playing with him, though.
Well, we appreciate you guys' time, and we look forward to catching you guys in action during the year.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Kyla and Day Day for spending a little time with us today. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button for all future episodes of the What the Elwood podcast. And you can also go to longwoodlancers.com and search for podcasts under the Fan Zone section if you'd like to download any of our podcasts. If you want Longwood Athletics videos, subscribe to Longwood U Lancers on YouTube. Of course, Longwood Athletics is verified on Twitter. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on the What the Elwood podcast.